ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। Somebody asks, wants to know whether there can be attachment to Guru or God. It's very interesting thing. Get connected to Guru or God in whatever manner you can. Whatever. It's your choice. Now the question, all speak about against attachment in spirituality. Can we get attached? Get attached. Have attachment with God and Guru. Your attachment will do nothing with the Guru and God. It will go away. Because whatever your attachment may be, the Guru is not going to have attachment for you. Never. It can never happen. And if somebody has, not worthy to be a Guru. Never, never. And better to go away from such a person. The question is of having in any manner relationship with God or Guru. A Guru in the form of a man or a woman is not a man and a woman. Guru is the same eternal energy flowing through that person. And even if there is attachment, don't worry. A time will come when by God's grace, by Guru's grace, attachment will go away, love will remain there. Automatically. Nobody can bring down the realized person to one's own stage. If material things can overpower a spiritual man, what spirituality is there? If any spiritual man can be influenced by any material thing, it is better to remain at your home rather than going to his ashram. What will you do there? It is very difficult to say what are the virtues of a realized person. Only God knows, or his guru may know. There must be so many things. But at least three things are essential. They should be there. That is the minimum. Minimum three things must be there in a spiritual guide. If they are not there, then better is to thank him quite early. Give him thanks and go away. In Hindi they say, Kaam Kanchan Kirti, three words. Kaam means sexual attraction. It should not be there. If the sexual attraction remains, that person can never do the real spiritual work. Sexual attraction gets transformed into pure love. Only then this work can happen through such a person. If even in the eyes of a realized person, oh, she is a Miss Universe, oh, good. If it happens, oh, who has come? This old lady, dark skinned, why has she? If this thing goes on in the mind, is that person a spiritual guide? Can he be? Nothing like that. So there should not be that urge, sexual attraction, no. And that does not mean that the spiritual guide person does not know that she is a beautiful woman or not. Not that to the realized person, even a beautiful man appears to him just like a stump of or a stone. Oh yes, beauty is there, yeah, but oh, divine beauty, it is God's beauty. God himself is flowering through her face. Therefore, oh my daughter, come on, you have come to me, beautiful daughter. The love for a daughter is different than having that passion. Just to point out, these words are used like daughter, etc. It is something different, even beyond that. It is divine. Anyway, sexual attraction should not be number one. Another, kanchan means gold, money. There should not remain the least attraction for becoming rich or having money. Temptation for money should not be there. If there is the least idea, well, among the seekers, who are those Who can donate more for my ashram? Let me see. Nothing. But you are, they are making houses, you are making ashram. What difference is there? No attachment with money. And if money comes, money may come automatically. Because all these things happen by destiny also. Destiny remains till the end of body. Then that money will be used where it should be used. For charity, for those people who are in need of that, like that, anyway. So Kanchan, and the third thing, Kirti, fame. There should not be the least desire to become famous. If there is the least desire to be recognized as a great guru, not worthy at all. Everybody wants to become famous. So fame is there. At least these three should not be there. Anyway, this I have to say, when somebody is there free of lust, free of greed, and free of the sense of recognition, when such a person, if such a person is there, somebody may ask, such a person can be in the world? Yes, there are always saints, great saints. I myself have seen such saints. I met them, I sat at their feet. Get related to them in any manner, you will be transformed. Make God your son, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, anything, even your friend, you will be purified. Because God is not, you make anything, God will remain God. And you will be purified by the relationship. You understand my point? The question is of having the relationship somehow. Having God in the mind, in memory. That is the point. Somehow. There is an example, and you might have heard, in English I don't remember what the word, there is a stone. The quality of that stone is supposed to be, if it touches iron anywhere, that iron becomes gold. There is supposed to be a stone, I have not found so far anywhere. I have not met anybody also. But it is written. Paras is the name in Sanskrit. There is supposed to be a stone. If you touch that stone with any piece of iron, the piece of iron will at once become gold. It is said. Every piece of iron will become gold. Whether it is a knife, whether it is a chain, whether it is a piece of iron just which is somehow kept in the toilet, anywhere. By the way, something has come to my mind, let me tell you. When that great saint Swami Vivekananda, the disciple of Swami Ramakrishna Paramahansa Dev, when he was in one of the states here itself in Rajasthan, this state, smaller states were there in Khetri. When he was there, something happened, a dancing girl wanted to meet him or something like that, a story is there. He was with the ruler of the state. Somehow it happened, he did not become inclined to give time to her. That lady, who was in the society considered as of some low status, somehow, whatever it was, she was refused by people saying, no, he has no time, or he might have refused himself. She sang a song. The song, perhaps of Meera song, of the great devotee Meera, one of the greatest devotees. Whoever may be the poet, either Meera or another great saint, Surdas, who was blind but one of the greatest, he also was there. It doesn't matter. A song from that great saint, and in that song is a line, in that verse is a line, O Lord, O God, they consider Guru as God or saint as God also. or addressing to God in the verse, it is there, "Oh God, please don't consider my bad things, bad habits. Please don't take into account my vices. Because I have heard that whether iron, that metal iron, is in the shop of a butcher, either the iron is there in the hands of the butcher, either whether it is the knife which cuts the animals in the shop of a butcher who sells the meat, or it may be an iron piece as an idol put in the place of worship. But both are iron. If the stone touches both, both will become gold. Irrespective of the consideration that this iron was in the shop of a killer who kills the animals, and this iron was there at a place where people worship. When the touch of that stone makes both the pieces of iron as gold, oh Lord, you are like that. You will cleanse everybody of the impurity. If I am a bad person and if I have come to you, you should have no discrimination." This song that lady, that girl sang, and the great saint happened to hear it. At once it came to his mind, "Oh, it's a mistake." And this is also a characteristic of a great saint. A great saint does not care for public opinion. What other people will think, is 100% truthful. At once, in the presence of others, he called the lady. He said, and these are the words which only a saint can say, in the presence of others who respected him, even the ruler of the state was sitting at his feet, the saint said, "Oh mother, pardon me for my mistake. I am at your feet." So, anyway, get linked to God or to a spiritual person in any manner. And the question is of having the link.